Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you. Thank you, Father, for this time you allow us to be on this line. We ask that you prepare the hearts and minds of your people on this line to receive this word. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to steal from the word. We thank you for your anointing over this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to our entire church service live by dialing in on the 916 number. Of course, special prayer requests can always be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website where you can write in those prayer requests, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. And our Twitter handle is SGH Prayer. Our next in-person service is for this upcoming Sunday, which is December 10th, the second Sunday of December, and we meet at 12:30. We meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a quick reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked with that email, which once again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Tomorrow will be the last day to let me know if you know of a child who is in need of a coat. We are having our annual coat giveaway to any child who is in need. All I need is the gender and the age of the child. My number is 209-818-3531. You can text me that information, or you can email that information at fghprayer@yahoo.com. Thank you, and back to you, Sister Tamara.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please try to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith. Ago, I asked for prayer for my sister in South Carolina that I go home to visit on vacation all the time. Just wanted to let you know that she's doing good. She's still having the shaking in her hand, but she's much happier. Her blood pressure, she's eating a lot healthier. She has a nutritionist that kind of helping her with the things that she should eat to be happy, healthy, I meant. And I just thank you so much, Pastor, for the prayers. And I do use the scriptures you gave me. I pray those scriptures every night. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Tawanda.
Yes, Tawanda.
Yeah, I just want to give honor and glory to God and just thank him and thank you, Pastor, for your prayers. I moved into my new place over the weekend. Everything went smooth. My brothers helped me, and it's just so peaceful, and I just thank God for him just working a miracle.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. This is Cece, and I just wanted to
praise God for all that he's done for me and where he's brought me from and where he's leading me to. And I just want to thank you for guiding me to a closer relationship with him. And I want to thank everyone who's been there around me in my life because they were God sent. And no matter what struggles I go through, I know he is watching out for me, and he sends people who care. And I just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we will go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this Word tonight, that the Holy Spirit would anoint it and bring life to the one that hears and have need of it. Father, we give you praise for doing exactly what this word needs to be. And God, we thank you for your anointing to flow this word by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Psalms 107, verses 19 and 20, and Luke 8, 43-48. Again, Psalms 107, verses 19 and 20. In Luke 8, 43-48, when you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of deliverance for those who have need of it, and God is so gracious. He had Sister Dockery to give the testimony. It's about healing. And healing, the Spirit of God heals us, and there are spirits that comes to violate us. To keep us from receiving healing. And it's a spirit from the enemy. But the Lord heals, and he can heal you from every spirit that has violated you. And the devil comes to steal. But God comes to restore those stolen, those things that the devil steals from us. He's a healer. And many times we have so many symptoms, and those symptoms are false. It's false evidence. And sometimes we have symptoms of sickness, symptoms in our mind, symptoms of false emotions, symptoms of things going to happen, all kinds of symptoms. It's the devil that goes in and suggests these things. You got to get these things to God. The devil brings suggestion. And we move on those things. Like he brought a suggestion to Eve in the garden. She listened. She moved on it. And it brought forth a falling. But we were no longer healed. And so it was false. It was not real. And that's the trickery of Satan. He's still doing the same thing. And he's a thief. He steals from us. But the word of God was sent through Jesus. He became flesh. He dwelt among men. The word became flesh to restore back to us everything that was stolen from us through Jesus, the living word. And so this is for people. Everybody needed. We were all in a fallen state before Jesus. For so much, we have lost so much, so much, so much. But the Word of God brings restoration. The Word of God brings restoration. And the devil brings suggestion. That you say things, you move on those things, he suggests things. And people are just, we all guilty of it until we get into the Word of God. We'll say things out of our mouth, which is false, which is not real. Those things create. Those things bring forth. Evidence comes forth. It's something the devil stolen from you. If you constantly repeat something, you make that thing happen to you. And that's what happened with Eve. Satan gave a suggestion. That's what Satan do to our mind. He bring a suggestion to your mind, and you begin to think on that thing, and you believe that it is really, really, really real. It's false evidence. It was false what he was telling her. And that's how he does people now as never before. False evidence, suggestion. And many times we feed into that. We'll look at things. Not true, but it's a suggestion. The suggestion just come into our mind. And we begin, this thing I give you, for example, why some people are always poor, don't never have anything. They always make an excuse. They always say, I don't have. And especially to people when somebody wants to borrow something from you, this is really bad. They are lying. They say, I don't have it, and I can't do it. Instead of just telling you the truth, I don't loan money. That's just, it's not that I'm broke. I'm not a person that loan money. And people make so much money. The love of money, the scripture is right, it's the root of all evil. Money will mess you up when you lie. You constantly lie about money. It'll mess you up for life. Poor mouth, speaking poor things and lying about things. You creating something that's false. False, false, false. The devil give you a suggestion. It's false evidence, but you make it real. And we need to be healed. I've seen this happen over and over and over in so many people's lives. And I just wonder, I said, something happened to make people be in such terrible condition. Something happened. It's because Satan making a suggestion. He comes to all of us and makes suggestion. It's not real. And we believe it. And many times we as believers try to encourage people, don't think that way. Don't think that way. But people have their own personality and they think what they want. This is so true, saints of God. I remember years and years ago when I first got in to be a pastor. Lovely couple, beautiful couple, years and years ago. Prosperous couple. I mean, they stood out. So the devil would suggest to this wife that her husband was had a girlfriend. And I said, stop thinking that way. Don't. I said, what do you have evidence of it? She said, no, I just believe it. It keep coming to my mind. I keep having these dreams. I said, that's a dream. I said, he takes care of your family. He's a good provider. You control all the finance. I said, she's a dumb woman that if you control everything, you see the ins and outs. I said, it's false. It's not real. But the enemy had captured this young lady's mind. False evidence. And nothing he could do could persuade her that he was innocent. So he just stopped, just constantly did what he had to do, take care. And when the children grew up, 18, he came with divorce papers. He said, I can't take it anymore. He waited until those children was full adults. And he listened to that nonsense all those years. That man had tolerance. And he divorced her. Her life has never been the same. Never, ever been the same. Financially, He's married again and just going on with life. He's happy. Life has never been the same. False evidence. False evidence. The devil made suggestion. She fed into it. She would not listen. Just false evidence. And that's what happened to many, many people. The enemy will use anything to bring a suggestion to your mind. You feed on that stuff. It's false, and you make it real, and the devil comes and steals from you. You're constantly saying, I don't feel good in my body. And I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I can't move. I can't do this. I can't do that. You are going to be stuck because you're created. And the devil is putting it in your mind that things are never going to change for you. False evidence. A suggestion. He's violating you. And that's what the devil does. He's a violator. He comes to violate. He goes into a place where he impairs our thinking. He'll assault our minds. He'll attack our minds. He plunder our minds. That's what a violator does. Give us the wrong thoughts just to steal. But the Lord himself will heal us from every spirit that will violate, that will steal from us tonight. Psalm 107. Verses 19-20, please.
And it reads, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
His word. They called on him in their trouble, in their distress. He healed them with his word. He saved them from destruction. The word of God heals. When you call on the name of the Lord, when you're in trouble. You're in trouble when a spirit speaking to your mind, when words coming out of your mouth that you're not going to make it, that you're sick, you're stuck, you will always be broke, you're not going to come out of a situation, you will always go through this place. Somebody's always doing something to you. You're going to be stuck in that situation. You're never going to be healed because it's false evidence. It's not real. We need the word of God, which is the balm of Gilead, to restore those things that Satan has stolen from us. When we have faith in what God, we hear the word, we have faith, we confess the word, we believe it. It goes in and minister to that need, the area that has need of healing. The word of God minister is spiritual medicine. Proverbs 4:20-22, see, I say it every day. He said, my daughter, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ears to my saying, let them not depart from your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health and medicine to your soul. The word of God is life, is health and medicine to you. The word is life. You need to get that, Proverbs 4:20-22. The word is life and health and medicine. I repeat that daily. Let that word feed to my spirit, feed to my soul. It's health, it's life, it's health, it's medicine. I'm speaking life to my spirit. I'm speaking life to my body. I'm speaking health to my body because the word of God is life and health and medicine. I'm speaking wellness to my spirit. I'm speaking wellness to my body. I'm speaking life to myself. This is the word of God is Proverbs 4:20-22. I know it by heart. I repeat it every day. You have to get in your heart. You have to get in your mind. The word is life. It's health. It's medicine. It restores how the devil has violated us. This is so real tonight. The Spirit of God goes into a place when you begin to agree with the word of God. Your body lines up in agreement, saints of God. Your life lines up with agreement. Evidence comes with faith. Evidence comes with faith. That means I'm hearing the word, I'm reading the word, I'm believing what I've read. My mind line up with faith because I believe. I confess that what I believe, what I'm saying to myself, my body, my mind, my spirit, my situation, my condition, eventually lines up with the word. It may not happen the next day, the next minute, but you keep speaking that word, eventually it's going to line up with what that word says. It's going to line up because the word of God going to agree with what you have need of, saints of God. It's going to come into agreement. It's going to come into alignment. But people don't give the word of God a chance to work. They listen to the influence of Satan. The suggestion that Satan put in their mind instead of standing on the word of God. We're going to go to our next scripture, Luke 8, 43-48, please. This is so on it. It just lines up perfect tonight with the word of God. Luke 8, 43-48, please.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be thou of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace."
This woman heard that Jesus, the living word, was there. The living word was there in that place. She said to herself, her mind, she didn't listen to Satan. He couldn't talk her out of this. She knew that the living word walking in the flesh was there. This woman's mind was attached to faith. She said, "I can touch his garment." Faith was released to that woman's mind, saints of God. Her thoughts conceived truth through her mind. And it brought forth healing because of her faith. Very simple. The living word was walking right there in her midst. Jesus, the living word. She said, "If I can touch him." She knew there was power in the living word. Because of that power, she believed, she confessed, she said something. In her mind, her thoughts, her mind lined up with faith. She confessed it, she believed it, and she received it. That's what the word of God does. This woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. She spent all she had on doctors. They couldn't do anything for her. But she was in the crowd behind Jesus, and she touched his garment, and the bleeding stopped at once. Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" And Peter answered, "The people all around you." He said, anyone, it could be anybody. Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I know." He said, he knew someone touched him because virtues mean power, went out of him to that person. The woman immediately realized Jesus knew this, that he had been touched. She fell at his feet. She said, I'm healed. the minute I touched you. He sent her away. He comforted her. He said, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. That's all he wants us to do, to have faith in his living word, saints of God. And if you constantly believe the living word of God, the word of God go into a place eventually because you're confessing it, because you're believing it, and you're going to receive. You're going to receive that you constantly believe for. I was talking to someone today, and they was asking me how I could just uproot and move to another place, another state, without even thinking about it. I said, because God, he said, you're going to bless me there. I believe it. I hold fast to it. And as he tell me to do something, I do it. I have faith that he's not going to let me down, and he never does. And this is somebody almost half of 100, and they want to do something so badly, but they don't have the courage to do it. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but they don't want to take a risk. They say, yes, how can you do that? Don't you make a plan? I said, God has the plan. I said, but this is not for everybody. You have to have faith to do such a thing. If you don't have faith, the devil going to eat you up, spit you out, and eat you up again. But if you have faith and you trust God, you know that God has gone before you. The location is waiting for you. The people that's assigned to be there for you, everything you need is supplied already. That's the word of God. He's not going to send a disciple somewhere to be destroyed by the devil. That's not the spirit of God. God is love. He goes before you, the word of God said, make every crooked place straight. He makes sure the right people are lined up. He did it for Jesus. He did it for all the disciples. Everything was line upon line. Everything was in the right order. But you have to have faith inside of you by the Holy Spirit. Faith is a gift of God. That woman had faith. She knew the teacher was in town. The living word was there. She had heard about Jesus. We read about Jesus. We see the acts of God. The word of God said he did so many acts. This Bible cannot hold all the things that Jesus did. It was too powerful. It's too much. The Bible don't even record all the things that Jesus did. He was so powerful. What am I saying? The Spirit of God will tonight to heal us from everything that Satan has violated us. And he has violated people year after year after year after year. And sometimes some people's lives never change year after year after year. It's be the same old song and the same old dance, same old mood. But there are people, men and women of God, who by faith believe, they hear the word of God, it gets inside of their spirit, in their mind, faith come alive inside of them, they confess it by faith, they constantly confess it by faith, and what happened? Evidence come by faith. Eventually, evidence comes by faith. That's in anything, any situation, any difficult, because of what you're doing. You're calling on his name by faith. You're speaking his word by faith. You're not letting the enemy get in your mind. You're casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity thought to the being of Christ Jesus. What am I saying, saints of God? God knows how and when to stop the violator, but you got to stop it. Sometimes you got to be so quiet. I this happened years ago. Sister Tamara was a part of the ministry. We was meeting in Rio Linda, and the Lord had set up a program that I got involved in through the Gideon Bible book. They put Bible, you still don't know what to do it still, but it would put the Bibles in the hotels, the Gideon Company. Anyway, they had this property in Rio Linda. And I knew this, but I kept everything quiet. The Gideon Company called me and said that I could use it. It was a small building. I could use it for free because Gideon did that for ministry. And so they gave me the keys and all of this. And so we were meeting there. And so then this man comes up to me, and he says, I need to charge you something. And I didn't say one word. I say, okay. But I knew what the company had called me and told me it was free. And I just listened to this man. It was not a lot of money. It was a small amount of money. And I said, well, should we write a check for this? And what threw everything off, the lie, he said, no, cash. I've been knowing these people for a long, long time. I used to work with them. I knew he was lying. I gave him the cash, waiting to see if he going to ever stop this lie, because he was stealing from my ministry. Never, ever, ever stop the lie. Satan is a liar. He put a suggestion in that man's mind for some money. It was not a lot of money. It was a couple hundred dollars. Please, saints, don't allow the enemy to use your mind. You have the word of God to cast down imagination because it's dangerous. I get a call 3 days ago. Because I've been knowing these people a long, long time ago. And this fella never repented. Because he was a thief. And the wife called. And she said, my husband passed away about 2 months ago. And I thought about you. When you was meeting in Rio Linda. And I said, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. But saints of God, the enemy used that man to steal from ministry. He was a thief. He was a violator. And God said, keep your mouth closed. Don't say one thing. Because I'm going to fix this. I didn't tell no one nothing. I left it alone. I didn't allow that thing to get in my mind, my heart. The Lord guard and shield my heart and my mind from that thief. The devil couldn't give me no suggestion because I was not going to speak on it. You begin to talk about a thing, that thing become real in your thoughts and your mind. It creates and make you say things out of the will of God. That's what Satan does, give you suggestion. And what he does is violate you. But tonight, God is the one that stopped the violator, if you can believe tonight. I'm telling you what's real. It's the word of God. It's real. The word of God stops every violator. It might not happen today or tomorrow, but it happens. Because the word of God goes forth in and out of the earth. It upholds our all things. That's what the Bible says. It upholds the world. It controls every situation. People think they're in control, but the word of God is in. His word is in control. He upholds everything by his word. His word is truth. His word endures forever. His name is called the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder and soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and discerning of thoughts and intents of the heart. The word reads the heart. The word reads the intents of the heart. His word endures forever. We're sanctified through the truth of his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh and dwell among us. Jesus dwelt among humans, the living word. And what am I saying tonight? You stand on that word, you confess that word, you believe that word. I don't care what kind of symptoms. I don't care how the devil come to try to take your stuff, your things. I don't care how he try to come to impair, how he come to try to criticize, how he come to try to plunder, invade your territory and attack you, hurt you, injure you, abuse you, harm you in any kind of way. You stand on the word of God. You confess the word of God. You speak on the word of God. And what happened? Eventually, that word gonna manifest. And you won't have nothing to do. It's God's word. He upholds everything by the power of his word. Do anyone have need of prayer before I close?
Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Daryl. Me and Cindy going on vacation, and we leave Friday for Hawaii. I just want to ask for traveling grace and God to be with us on our vacation and back home again. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to pray that the paperwork goes through. I know God said it's fine and everything. I just for a speedy paperwork to go through so I can get my apartment and no problems arise.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is no more prayer requests, saints, this is real. The Spirit of God hates the violator, Satan. He's a violator. He comes in and makes suggestion to our minds and to our thoughts. And we move on it. If we don't know the word of God, we think it's really real. But it's not real. False evidence. And the enemy works on those false evidence. And it comes forth and it conceives things to God. It brings forth those things that we think is true, which is false. And we need the Spirit of God to heal us from everything that has violated our lives. Cause our lives to be in shambles, cause us to be stuck, cause us to be hurt, to be injured, our lives to be impaired, for us to have gone through many assaults and attacks and criticism, and enemy just has plundered us so many over and over again. This is the true word of God. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, the devil violated her body. But she stood on the living word that was in her midst, that she would be healed by faith. She believed, she confessed, and evidence came. She was healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are so many has been violating. The devil makes suggestion. And we, many times, believe those false things, which is not true, that the devil suggests in our minds. So, Father, he's a plunder of the mind. He brings falsehood in our lives. He makes us believe things that's not so. He come in to impair our lives. He come in to assault us, to invade us in any way he can, to hurt, to injure, to abuse us. He's a violator. But your word, says God, you sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. Satan is a spirit of destruction. And there's so many lies, oh God, that in a destructive place that need to be repaired and they need to be healed. And God, I thank you we're going into this new phase of a new year. And they need to be healed from the old, from the past. And I ask by faith, God, that the attacks that they are going through, how the enemy have attacked their bodies, their minds, their finances, has attacked their families, their careers, their livelihood, have attacked them, oh God, where they're just stuck and they're not moving forward. They're in a vicious cycle. And they believe the lie of Satan, that they're never getting out of it, that they're going to stay in this situation. They place themselves in a place where they are restricted in their mind. They're looking at some job, thinking that they're not making enough money, not looking to God, who's the source of all things. They're looking at some paycheck and not trusting God. For God, you are a healer to those that have been violated. Your words, you sent your word and healed them. When they call on you, you heal them from the destruction that Satan had caused in their lives. So, Father, I thank you tonight that a word of healing be released tonight. And I agree with your word, God. I don't care who criticized this word. This is your word, God. I don't care who restrict this word. This is your word. If it's nothing but one or three, two or three, that's agreement. Someone going to agree tonight that this is truth. This is your word. They call on you in their trouble, in their distress, and you heal them and save them from destruction, from the spirit that would violate their lives. Somebody's lives need to be touched tonight. Someone needs to go forth that's crammed, that's stuck. A cycle need to be broken. They need a release, Father Jesus, releasing their mind, their body, their spirit, their soul, their finance, opportunities. They need a release, God. They're looking at things, not seeing the big picture, but the suggestion that Satan made. You are the creator. You say the world is mine, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. All belong to a great God, the creator. All things belong to him. We need to take the limit off of things that we think are restricted to us by truly believing the Creator. He said, all things belong to me. I'm your source. Not a paycheck, not a job, not a doctor, not none of these sources that we depend on, not people, but you, God. And those things, God, that's invaded our lives, that caused us to suffer hurt and injury, then we've been wrong, been criticized, been plundered, caused harm. Heal us tonight. You know who needs healing, Father. Those things that have been conceived by the suggestion from Satan, heal us from those things that we have conceived in our mind. So we can go forth and be restored tonight. Father, I thank you for a safe trip for Brother Darren and Sister Cindy as they go on their vacation. That the flight there and back will be safe. There will be no complication in the airway. That they'll get there safe and they'll return safe. Wherever they're going to dwell, the dwelling will be safe. Whatever they eat, the food will be safe. Wherever they go to sightsee, The traveling will be safe. The ID will be safe. Nothing by enemy will plunder them. The blood of Jesus cover them coming in and going out. Nothing will assault them. They arrive there safe. They return home safe. And I thank you for a great vacation, that they will rest, and they will come back restored by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the document that Sister Cece have to fill out that is well. I thank you as you did for Talunda. All hindrances is gone. She moves safe. Every need is met. The one that would help her. Everything she have need, you supply for her, God. I thank you for a safe move. I thank you for ordering this move. I thank you for the establishment of God to be over life in this move. I thank you for healing in this move. And I give you praise for it, Jesus. And Father, I thank you for your people tonight, that those that need to come out of that old setting, the old place of suggestion, the old places to have them closed up and restricted, the old places to have them in a damaged state, to have them going through the same vicious cycle, that have impaired their lives, that they stand on the word of God. They begin to confess the word, speak the word, until evidence appear, meaning manifestation, and not give up on the word of God. You said you sent your word and healed us, and you saved us from destruction. And Father, we always must place the word before us, and the word always makes things right. And God, I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And thank you for
Amen.
Listening
Amen.
To Peter Smith
Praise
and the Full
Lord.
Gospel
Amen.
Prayer family. We'd
Amen.
Like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.